Quite a few complaints. When I say quite a few, there's a handful. There's four people have been in touch with us this morning talking about Abbey Centre and the fact that they're going to charge to park there. Now, when I first saw it come up as a complaint, I was thinking, oh my goodness me, that'll be, you know, you go in and you'll have to pay and you come out and you get a ticket and you have to pay on the way out, like you park in Belfast. And then I read it and I realised, you know, the amount of charge versus the amount of free parking. And to be honest, I'm sort of wondering what you're complaining about. And then I thought again, and I was thinking of staff who work for very low wages, and it looks like as if they're going to have to work for over an hour just to pay for a week's parking. Yes, a week's parking, not a day's parking. But I'm thinking out loud here. Let me speak to Claire Besick, who's the marketing manager over at Abbey Centre. Claire, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very good, Claire. Just so as I've got this right, you're going to charge £1.50 an hour to park at Abbey Centre after you've been there for 4 hours, is that right?
No, it's £1.50 per day.
£1.50 a day?
A day. So up until 4 hours, parking in every car park is completely free. After the 4 hour period, we encourage both staff and shoppers to park at car park C level 2 and 3, so it's a multi-storey car park that is rarely used. And then you pay £1.50 per day to park there for a 24-hour period.
Okay, so the first 4 hours are free, am I right?
The first 4 hours are free. So if you're popping in for a coffee, to visit one of our anchor stores, just to have a browse, it's completely free.
So there must be a reason why you're imposing the £1.50. 4 hours, most people, Lord, oh, most people have their shopping done and away in 4 hours. So this is hardly going to affect the shoppers. Is this... It is going to affect staff who park all day.
It's
so
all, yeah.
It's going to impact on the staff, and they're not overly happy. And I'm now working it out in my head why they're going to have to work for an hour to pay for a week at about £10 an hour or whatever. They're going to have to fork out some money, and some of them are saying that it'll be £390
a year,
a full-time member of staff. And you can understand if they've been getting it for free, now they're going to have to pay something. But I'm sure you're not doing it to hurt the feelings of the staff. Is this to stop people parking there who are working elsewhere, who are using you as a car park?
We know that is happening. We've actually had that confirmed on our social media this morning. We know that people are parking here and walking across to the retail park to go to work and leaving their car in prime parking spaces at Abbey Centre and leaving their car parked there all day long, both in disabled spaces and parent and child spaces as well. So therefore, we're imposing these measures to alleviate the pressure on our existing spaces and it's for our customers. We find that people are parking from sort of 10 to 9 in the morning. They're parking in the prime spaces right by the entrances. As I said, they're also parking in disabled and parent and child spaces, and they're not moving their car for the duration of the day. This way, it pushes all of those cars to one area of the car park that is least used, and then it frees up the spaces for all of our remaining customers.
Can you not give a special pass to people who work in Abbey Centre so as they can use it for free?
We can't at the minute. We find that quite a high percentage of the cars that are abusing the free car park at the minute are actually staff members as well. So we're all in this together. This parking restriction applies to everyone.
How can your own staff abuse your own car park?
Well, it's like, for example, if you parked in town, you wouldn't expect your employer to provide a parking space for you and B for it to be free all year round.
I would if I was out at Abbey Centre with acres and acres and acres of space.
Not necessarily, Frank. We find that the congestion within our car park, especially at peak times, it is just crazy. It is beyond compare. And we've had complaints about the parking. I implemented a survey there post-Christmas just about the kind of issues around Christmas. What do people think? What do they enjoy? What do they not enjoy? Parking came up as a contentious issue constantly. It always has. And we find that the car parks are being used and abused. People are parking here. They're parking here for a long period of time during the day, and they're parking in the prime retail spaces.
Yes, but your staff have to be there for a long period of time, maybe 8 or 9 hours on a shift. I still don't get the argument why you're imposing it on your staff.
It has to be imposed on everyone. We don't want to make an exception. So we don't want the staff being able to park here for free of charge and take up those primary retail spaces. If that's the case, it doesn't deal with the issue. The staff would still be here for free and they would still be parking right at the entrance, right outside the front door, staff and shoppers alike.
Is there somewhere, maybe missed this at the very beginning, is there somewhere where staff can go a different level and park there for free?
They can go and park anywhere in the car park still for a period of up to 4 hours. If both staff and shoppers are staying over that 4 hour period, it's level 2 and 3 and it's £1.50 per day.
Okay, so there's nowhere on the campus at all that you can be a member of staff and park for free?
There's not. However, we have increased our communication with TransLink, so public transport is an option. We have installed bicycle racks, so cycling to work is also an option. And there's still the option then to get a taxi, to walk, to find another means of travelling to work.
Oh, but Claire, my goodness, there'd be some like middle-aged people who work in your store or, you know, pregnant women who work in your store. They're going to ride a bicycle away up to the Abbey Centre.
Oh, I understand. Now, in order for me to get to work, this applies to everyone, Frank, it would take 2 buses to get to work and then I have to drop off children in the morning. So for me, it's not, I can't get a bus. I can't walk to work. It's too expensive to get a taxi. So I'm going to have to drive to work. And I'm going to have to park within the long stay car park and pay £1.50 per day.
With all due respect, Claire, and I don't mean to be flippant, you're the marketing manager at Abbey Centre. I'm sure your take-home pay is better than some girl behind the till or some young lad who sweeps the corridors.
Oh, yes, but that's none of your business, Frank.
But it's very relevant when you're forking out £1.50.
It's not going to impact on you.
It's not going to impact on me. If I go out to Abbey Centre and sit there for 5 hours, I can afford £1.50. But someone who's on a minimum wage or working on the lowest level, £1.50, it winds the person up. It makes them feel less valued. It makes them feel as if Abbey Centre don't appreciate how successful they've made that range of stores.
Oh, I totally understand this. And they have, the staff within each store have been given the opportunity to speak to their store or line manager and for their store manager to then come and voice their concerns at a meeting on site next week. So it's not as if this, you know, it's not a hard and fast rule as such at the minute. There is still an option for negotiation. Now, for example, if it was me, I would speak to my store manager and I would attempt within my contract to negotiate some sort of parking allowance. Just as you would do in any other job.
Whose decision was it? Is it your personal decision or was it a decision by some senior shareholders there?
The decision is by the landlord. He actually owns the site.
And obviously you're representing the landlord when you speak in the media and you're fully supportive of it.
I'm supportive in the sense that, yes, it will alleviate car parking spaces around the area. It will. It will alleviate car parking spaces in the prime retail spaces that are right at the front door, that are right at the entrances to Abbey Centre, and it will drive those cars that are parking for a longer period of time to a certain area within the scheme. And I do think that's a good thing, especially for parent and child and disabled people.
Sure. And to be honest, I agree with you. If there are people from other outlets who are parking there and walking off to work somewhere else, I think £1.50 is very reasonable to charge them. As for shoppers, they're not going to be impacted upon at all. If you can't do your shopping in 4 hours, you shouldn't be shopping. And my sympathy is with the lowly paid staff. It is only £1.50. It's a very small amount of money. But it is the gesture, it's the message that's being sent out. I would have thought that a special card could have been issued to members of staff and they would have agreed to park in the furthest away part of the car park. They weren't allowed to park at the mother and baby or they weren't allowed to park right at the door, but they could park for free somewhere if they wanted. That sort of gesture surely could still be considered.
I think that has been considered in the past. I know from experience that every sort of busy retail period, we've encouraged staff in particular to park in the further reaches of the car parks. This hasn't happened to date, so these are measures that have been taken to ensure that the spaces are freed up for our customers.
Are you long in post, Claire?
Just over 2 years.
All right, you're well established. we were talking about, I hope you don't mind me saying this, we were talking about the army earlier, you know, and a certain type of sergeant major. And it always took someone with a sense of discipline to run a regiment. I have a feeling, Claire, that you would have succeeded in the military.
Thanks very much.
But I do appreciate you've a challenging job, and I also richly appreciate you coming on and answering my questions, and thank you for that. Thank you, Claire. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
That's
Bye.
Claire Besick, she is the marketing manager, and she puts up a firm enough argument about people who are abusing the car parking spaces. It isn't a lot of money, but what about the staff? My thought's always with the staff. And let me speak to Matt, who's on this line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Matt, what's your opinion?
What that girl was saying there, it sounds to me as if the landlord's putting return before customers. And I was actually hoping to get on there and maybe ask her a question, because, you know, if they really cared about the customers, there's actually a waste ground there linking the roundabout at the Abbey Centre to the Longlands. And I reckon it could accommodate maybe 70 to 100 cars. So I'm just wondering, I was hoping to ask that girl, has the landlord actually considered making the car parks bigger?
Yeah, but it's not going to impact on customers at all, because the customers can shop for 4 hours for free. How long do you need to be in the Abbey Centre?
Well, you know, you may say that, or she may say that, but she will know how the business works. It starts off at 4 hours, and it's down to 3, then 2, then 1, then next thing you know, you're being charged £2 for, you know, a minimum amount of time.
Yeah, well, we'll keep an eye on that. We will absolutely keep an eye on that to see if they change the window of opportunity for free car parking at the Abbey Centre. I should emphasise, you can still park for 4 hours for free. There's some of you asking if, when Alison Morris speaks about wingnuts on Twitter, is she referring to halfwits or space cadets? I would say space cadets. A halfwit isn't really a wingnut. A wingnut is someone who's way beyond a halfwit, because I would say a space cadet is maybe a politer way of describing a wingnut. And yeah, if you really want to put the boot in, a bunch of wingnuts is as good a term as any journalist could use. Charlene's got a point about the Abbey Centre. Morning, Charlene.
Morning, Frank.
Yes, Charlene.
Frank, I would have liked to have asked Claire the question. If the staff have to park at level C, 2 and 3 in the multi-storey, how are those cars going to take up the disabled and the child-friendly spaces that are dotted about elsewhere? This is all about just getting money from the staff, because anyone that's going to shop there is now, you know, you get it into your head, right, well, I can park here for 4 hours. I will be in and out of the Abbey Centre within 4 hours.
Yes, that's for a customer.
Yes, for a customer. So how's the staff going to take up the disabled spaces and the child-friendly spaces if they have to park in the multi-storey?
Yes, so the suggestion being that the multi-storey should have been free.
Yes.
Yeah, I did put that to her, but she said that...
No, they're only getting money out of the staff. That's all they're doing.
Yeah, but she said that she's not going to allow anyone to park anywhere for more than 4 hours for free, staff or not. I think it'd be a good idea. You think it'd be a good idea that staff could go to elsewhere in the car park and park for free?
No. I have nothing about the staff having to park. My daughter actually works in the Abbey Centre. She works there. She's on minimum wage. She is a student at university, and that's just topping up her...
Okay, so what's your point about the parking then?
The park, she will now have to go and park at level 2 or 3. Okay?
Okay.
So my daughter will not be parking in any disabled, which she doesn't do anyway, but she'll not be parking in any disabled spot or any child-friendly spot elsewhere that Claire seems to say that the staff are taking these spaces, which they're not.
Yes, but what do you want to see happen?
The staff get their parking free, or at the very least, subsidised, because in other retail car parks, example, Boucher Road, all the staff there have passes to park.
Yeah, that's what I suggested to her, but she's
but they're not having that, so they're only going to cream the money off the employees who work in the Abbey Centre, because a normal customer like myself going in, I will have it in my head, well, I'm not going to pay them £150, so I will be in and out of here within the 4 hours. So they're not going to get money off customers, but they're definitely going to get money off the staff, because, you know, at the very minimum, staff is going to go in for 4 hours plus.
Yeah,
on
no,
any
I'm
shift.
With you. I understand that. And the money primarily will be coming from the staff,
yep.
But it will also come from people who work in
other outlets in that general vicinity who use it as a park and walk facility.
I don't understand where the Clare's coming from. The people are parking there and going to elsewhere, because if they're going to the other retail places around Longwood Road, they all have their own car parks. So basically, Clare's talking a bit of a bummer to me.
Well, I'm sure Clare would refute that she's talking a bit of a bummer. She was very articulate and eloquent in relation to what she was saying. Well, she did address what you're talking about. She has said very clearly that there will be no free car parking spaces at all anywhere on the campus. So therefore, if you are a worker, you will have to pay £1.50 a day.
That's correct. So they're free up to 4 hours, no matter if you're staff or whether you're a customer. Once anyone go past that 4 hours, they're going to have to pay the £1.50 per day.
That is absolutely right. That is absolutely right. We're all on the same page with it. Jonathan's on this line. Good morning, Jonathan.
Morning, Frank.
Yes, Jonathan.
I would just like to say about Clare's point in the staff. And my question to Clare is, where is staff protection? And what my point is there is that I work for a well-known supermarket, and I know I can go and park there. There is an area for staff to protect their own car, that it doesn't get bumped or scraped in any way. But to put a fee on straight away for staff is just following another well-known shopping centre within East Belfast. Is that a lot of... This seems to be the pattern now, Frank.
Yeah, but Jonathan, there isn't an onus, like, let's be realistic, on your employer to provide some sort of safe facility for your car.
Yes,
if you have a free car parking space, it's a blessing in this day and age, an absolute blessing. Now, out at Abbey Centre, you would expect that they could facilitate what they've always facilitated, a free car parking space, because it's a mammoth site. But they are going down the line where... And you are right in the new style of going to work in Northern Ireland, because Clare did say we are liaising with TransLink and we're encouraging bicycles. That is a get out in so many arguments from people. Oh, use the bus and use the bicycle, because they think we're just going to, you know, click our fingers and become aficionados of a bicycle or public transport overnight. She did use that, and that must be irritating for staff who have no interest in travelling to Abbey Centre on a bus or a bicycle.
Understand. But I still don't feel like the staff are protected in any way. You know, where is the support to staff? I would guarantee...
Yeah, but why do they need protected? Why, they don't need protected when they drive their car to do shopping somewhere else. Why do they need their car protected at Abbey Centre?
Not protected as in being scraped in any way, but you know, I would guarantee you, Frank, that most of those employers are not full-time. Most of them are part-time. So they are scraping to get by. And to put this other thing to staff, I understand where Clare's coming, where they need to protect their own business and they need to do something and put something in place. But within the next year, this year, before next Christmas, do something for the staff. Because when you look after your staff, and I know this from experience, you get good employers. And you get, when it comes Christmas time in retail, your employers want to work for you.
Yeah. In fairness, that is a very strong point. It's the bad taste in the mouth scenario. It's a bit of a PR disaster relating to staff. Staff feel that they are being marginalised, that they're not being respected. There's that element of it. But you also make a point, if they are, some of them are part-time, they're not going to be there more than 4 hours a day, so therefore they'll not be charged anything. And let's go back to the reality. It's £1.50 a day. It's not £1.50 an hour after 4 hours. It's £1.50 a day. It's like a pittance. It's a small amount of money. We have to keep that in mind also. But it's the message it sends out. And that's why so many texts coming through here. People giving off about the attitude towards the staff. And maybe that is a bit of an own goal, that one. I understand why they want to free up their car park and ensure that people don't park and walk to other premises to work. It's not a works car park for all and sundry in North Belfast. It is a shopping facility, the Abbey Centre, and they do feel that they have to do something about it. There's a text from another member of staff. I work in the Abbey Centre. I'm a student driving from Belfast daily and getting minimum wage. £1.50 a day is literally a difference between me being able to turn up at work or not. Why are staff so unimportant that we are always put last? Not only that, but the car park, part of the car park isn't used for a reason. There are no cameras, the small spaces. It's unsafe at best, says Niamh. Niamh, there's also an argument that some people are lazy and they won't walk from another part of the car park. However, you are still going to be charged the £1.50 no matter where you would park on the facility or where you would park on the site. So I understand a very small amount of money, but I understand it's the message that's being sent out that is annoying you as a student who drives out to the Abbey Centre. Now, I know there'll be people listening to the radio who say, she's a student. Why didn't she go out in the bus to the Abbey Centre? Because it's a load of hassle. I'm with you on this, Niamh. If I worked in Belfast and I had a job at the Abbey Centre, I would not want to be going on the bus or on a bicycle to Abbey Centre. I would want to be going in a car. You would need to have a car if you live in Belfast and work at Abbey Centre. So it's not an easy place to get to on a bus or a bicycle. Right, 90 333 105.